says applesauce.
No. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Take from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Forsythe, Rosie Perez, Richard Marks, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because he's standing behind the curtain waiting to come out, Larry Sanders!
Thank you. If I seem a little confused, I'm just in a lot of turmoil. I just feel so stupid. I don't know if I should be pulling for Bosnia or Herzegovina. Well, you're no better than last night's audience. Thank you. So, Bill Clinton intends to actually stop the fighting in Bosnia. At least that's what he was overheard saying to some chick in a bar. Group together, your instincts are right. The Surgeon General announced today, it is now official, you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean. I told you that joke would not work, didn't I, Hank?
Well, it's very funny to me. How does it go again?
Oh, that's what I want to do. The Surgeon General announced, it is now official, you're not clean. Maybe I didn't say it exactly right. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Funnier every time I hear it. You see, you can't go for the masses.
No. I'll just go, just announcers around the country are laughing. You're a wonderful audience. We have a terrific show tonight. Thanks for coming. We have John Forsythe, Rosie Perez, and Richard Marks. Please do not flip around. Come right back. We have a terrific show lined up for this evening, but before we get into it, of course, it's 11:40 on Thursday, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for a Hank weight update.
You ready? All right, this week I have dropped 7 pounds.
All right, settle down, and you are down to
198.5.
Now, pause. You're down to 198.
That's right, and a half.
The first time you're below 200 since we've started the Hank Wade update. We have a special surprise for you, Hank.
Yes, sir.
You look
Absolutely unbelievable. Look at this. Look at this picture. Look at this, everybody. Do you know who this person is?
That's the old Hank.
May I see that? May I see that? This picture was taken an hour ago in the commissary.
Give me this picture back.
This is not
stop
the old,
it, Larry,
this is not the old Hank. This is the our old Hank.
Can't you be supportive?
I can be supportive.
Can't you be supportive of Hank?
Right.
Hank, look at me.
Yes.
Hank, look at me. This man is like the little boy next door who used to make fun of people and put people down. Just forgive him.
That is not true.
Oh,
I am
please.
Support. I have not mentioned the fact that he's bald. I support
him
no matter what. I am there,
Larry,
for the man.
Stop it.
I
just stop it.
I don't like when you scold me.
Hank, I just want to tell you
yes.
that I like you for just who you are.
Thank you.
Am I right?
Just saying, he's a very funny guy, but what are you always jumping around for? He's got the nervous energy of a squirrel. I don't think
that's a
healthy,
good way to put it.
It.
I think it's all a front. I think they're going to catch him going through a dumpster at Winchell's one night. It'll all be over right there on the Inquirer, him eating just a few donuts out of the trash. What is this?
Oh, that's not supposed to be here. That's not supposed to be in my head.
What is it?
It's a new demographic report from the network research people, you know. Every 30 days, they take their thumb out of their ass. They scribble down some numbers.
Have you read this one?
Yeah.
So we're going to be getting a new one of these every month?
It's a new thing. It's meaningless bullshit crap. I'm going to throw it in the trash here.
I want to take a look at it if you don't mind.
Oh, jeez.
You mind? I'd like to take a little look at this. What is this number right
bullshit.
Here?
Bullshit.
Well, why don't you look?
Okay. This is a number.
Yeah.
It says how likable you are to the 18 to 34 age group. I don't believe this shit, though, do you?
Well, is this a low number? 4.2?
It's all relative. Now, here. Here's your overall rating, and this is a high number.
Wait a minute. Relative to what? Arsenio is a 9.3.
Well, it's not the size of the number. It's the motion of the ocean.
Oh, for God's sakes, Artie. I wish you were a woman. I'd feel a little better when you say that. Where's Rush Limbaugh on here?
Oh, Pete's sake. Yeah.
Look, he's below Mengele.
Oh, that's alphabetical.
What is VL? What is this?
Larry, I want you to put...
Oh, Larry, I had the most wonderful time. Oh, you have dogs.
Yes.
I love dogs. You know, I have 6 Dalmatians. Let me show you. I got a picture.
Richard,
right,
you were wonderful out there. I learned a lot, but we
see?
Were just on our way out.
Here's Scarlett and Ashley and Prissy and Pity Pat.
You know what, Richard? Hank loves dogs. Why don't you show it to him? He's over at the smokehouse.
Oh, well, I hope they have salads.
Is there something we can do about my likability?
You want to do what Arsenio does, huh?
No, of course not. What is it that he does exactly?
They send his shows to a focus group.
Oh, geez.
And if those people, they decide that he's too hyper, then Arsenio will go on the air and tone it down. And if they say that he smiles too much, then, you know, he smiles less.
That's ridiculous.
Of course it is. You're never going to please every single viewer every night. But Arsenio is going insane trying.
Did you see in Entertainment Weekly, by the way, where he said he's going to kick our ass?
Yeah, that's why I have someone walk me to my car at night.
So you're saying this is nothing, huh, Artie?
Oh, I'm going home. You're likable, Larry. You're a very likable guy.
I'll see you tomorrow. How you guys doing?
Hey, honey.
What?
I'm a nice guy, right?
Sure, honey.
Great.
In your own way.
What?
In your own way, you're likable.
Meaning?
Why are you asking me about this?
Why, just tell me what you mean in my own way.
Well, you know, you've got that thing.
What thing?
We talked about this. The hostility. You're a funny person, and all funny people have a certain amount of rage.
So I'm angry. I'm an angry.
No.
A bubbling.
No,
anger.
No, not
what
much. Come on, you know that people watch your show because you're partly an asshole. We've talked about this.
You and who?
Me.
You and others?
You and me.
You and the press?
Honey, you're a little hostile.
I am
a little
hostile.
It makes you interesting. It gives you an edge.
Well, there's an edge there.
Yeah. Honey?
More?
What? Please don't eat in the living room.
Oh, for God's sakes, it's my fucking living room too, honey.
There you go.
Excuse me, sir. I'll need to see an ID.
I don't mean to sound like a jerk. I'm Larry Sanders.
I'm really sorry, but the people that I work for are very specific about...
Oh, hey, Don. Sanders.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I left my ID in the car.
No problem.
Well...
Oh, there isn't a problem, is there? Oh, no, listen. Rick here is new, and it won't happen
all right.
Again.
No problem. No problem at all. Welcome aboard, Rick.
What are you doing, man? That's Mr. Sanders.
Actually, I think the key is making the guest look good. I think that's the whole deal. I don't think a guest wants to come on and feel like shit, you know? Don't say shit. Say feel bad. Are you taping this?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Could you look this way for a sec?
Sure.
Larry, did you ever get romantically involved with your guest on the show?
One time, Joan Embry brought something on I was attracted to. Bad policy to date a guest, you know, especially when they have to be back at the zoo at 6:30.
I just had an idea how we might want to jazz this up a little bit. I was thinking, could we maybe take this dartboard,
mm-hmm.
and we put a couple 8x10s of Arsenio and Jay Leno on it, and then we get some shots of you throwing darts at them.
Well, how about if I sit in this chair, mm-hmm. and you take pictures of me? I mean, this is an excellent idea, and if
no,
you really
okay.
want to do it, I'd be
Excuse
happy
me.
To.
No, sorry.
I did not mean, by the way.
It's okay.
Sir?
Yes?
We took care of that problem.
What problem?
You know, with security.
Increasing security, then.
Huh? No, what? You guys got in, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the three of us know what you mean, Beverly.
You know the guard who was a problem this morning? No longer a problem.
Let's flip all the cards and just tell us exactly what you're trying to say.
They fired the guard who wouldn't let you in this morning?
Beverly, I did not want that guard fired. I like that guard. Would you hire him back immediately? Small misunderstanding. Are you getting what you need here? I can't believe you mentioned the thing about the security guard.
I'm sorry about that. But, you only have one more interview today, and that's with the advocate.
Why does he have to one interview me?
Well, you've had so many gay guests on your show.
I have?
It's very funny.
No, I didn't know that.
Excuse me.
I'm serious. You're going to have to start giving me a signal of some sort.
All right. Also, Mike Ovitz's office called. He can't make the dozen.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Mike Ovitz hates me. And you know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars he makes off the show?
Larry, can I just tell you something?
Let me just tell you something
about
him.
You've got to stop letting that man pluck your nerves the way you do.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Pluck your nerves. What is that, a black thing?
You're such an idiot.
But the homosexual community likes me, right?
There you go.
Hey, come on.
And he's the world's youngest impressionist.
How old?
4.
Who does he do?
The usual, John Wayne, Elvis, Ed Sullivan.
That's it?
That's it. Arthur, give him a break. He's 4 years old.
Pass.
We got the world's oldest skateboarder. He's 74.
Pass. Let's call a brief moratorium on all world's youngest, world's oldest pitches. Okay.
Fine.
What else do you have?
Look at this. We have the world's best skier under the age of 4.
Ha ha, very funny. Pass. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Sanders.
Yes.
Please, you're spoiling me. Artie, can I talk to you for a second, please? Paul, excuse us, act natural. I've been thinking I'd like to try that focus group.
Oh, my God, this is a likability issue again, isn't it?
No, it's my ass. Of course it is. We just try it, you know, just out of curiosity.
Larry, let me ask you something. If 20 random people decided that you'd look better with a crew cut, would you get one?
Yes.
Fine, we'll do the focus group.
Hi.
Thanks,
Arthur. Interrupt me.
Sorry. Oh, no, Hank.
Yes, he is.
What? Is this a...
Yeah, it is.
Is this an affiliate problem? Because, listen, I would be more than happy to fly out to bumfuck Arkansas or wherever, you know, give me old dog and pony.
We were just discussing my likability rating.
Is that a TVQ, Nielsen, Arbitron, in-house thing?
No. Oh.
You know, I think you should consider getting yourself a publicist. I'm with Whitenfield Johnson. They are the best. They handle everything, appearances, endorsements, charities, you know.
No, you do charity work.
Oh, yes.
Really?
I give of myself. And
good for you.
The pay is great. You know, they got me, TB this year.
Tuberculosis?
Yes, sir. The lung disease.
Oh, man, you know, I don't think if I had an image problem that...
You don't?
That being the spokesperson for some contagious disease would really help.
Contagious? No.
Don't do that, old gag.
No, wait.
I beg you.
No, don't do it. Watch. I can make it work. Contagious. Darlene?
Why isn't he that funny on the show?
It's completely uncalled for.
This is nice. I told you my father was a strict disciplinarian. Oh, man, I can't wait. There were people on that plane.
Oh, I know, and they had to eat that food. So, Ned Betty canoe trip sketch? Tonight.
No, not tonight. We have little kids on the show tonight. We have a desk piece?
Yeah, we got the old stuff, the celebrity product stuff that
hey,
you turned down.
Let's do that. We'll do it. Do it this time. And listen, thanks for these. And listen, I just want to say, I don't say this often enough, I just really, appreciate all the hard work that you do, seriously. And maybe Thursday or something, we'll all get together and...
What the hell was that?
Now, listen to me. These children inventors aren't going to cry on the show, are they? Because it'll look like I made them cry.
Well, if they do cry, I'm sure you'll be very funny. You have been in the past. I'm sure the harder they cry, the funnier you are.
You know it'll look bad.
Hello, it's the aerobic pest. Listen, I have some deal meal friends out here, and they're just dying to meet Hank, and they're really huge fans of him, so we'll stay and see the show. Is that okay?
It's always a pleasure to have you, Richard. You're a delight. Larry and I have a little pressing business to finish here.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I'll just see. Your hands are freezing. Bye. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, buddy, for those tank tops.
He gave you tank tops?
A dozen.
A dozen?
12.
I know how many a dozen is.
Let me take a moment here to say something that I needn't have to say.
I have too much eyeliner on, don't I?
Just because a focus group will be watching this show tonight, it doesn't mean we'll do anything that we don't usually do.
Okay, correct.
And to learn something from this focus group, which we won't, we have to give them an absolutely typical show.
Liz Taylor's passion, a scent for women, and it tastes great on steak.
It's great on steak. What kind of a shit line is that? You know, we had a great Larry Fitchinsky joke, and he wimps out and does this crap. I wrote the steak line.
Tastes good on steak.
Yes, huh? Is the punchline. Would you like to try some?
Oh, hey now. I'm still on that strict diet.
Oh, that's right. And, may I say you look great, and it, and you're doing great with that diet.
Thank you. Not easy, I can tell you that. Some friends yesterday insisted that I join them at a smorgasbord.
Really?
I just had salad.
Was it an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Yes, it was.
Really?
All right, now here...
What is he keep saying, really? It gets on my nerves.
All right, but what I'd like to know is, do you find Larry friendly, mildly friendly, neutral, or not friendly at all?
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral.
You know those celebrity products?
Likeable, unlikable, killer, pathological killer, psycho killer.
Well, I like that guy who goes... Hey now. Yeah, it's funny when you hear it.
There isn't one person in here I haven't seen on America's Most Wanted. I'm telling you, we should be making a phone call right now.
Now, in an overall sense, do you find Larry likable?
Oh, yes. I saw him at the seafood boiler one night, just like a regular guy.
What was he eating?
Oh, he had a, what are those little white fish things?
Oh, yeah, those numbers.
Scallops.
Broiled?
Sauteed.
Why doesn't he have Howie Mandel on his show? Howie Mandel cracks me up.
I told you we should have booked him.
Call him tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, I like him.
Well, I think Larry's really cute. I mean, he does have really
big nostrils, and they're kind of uneven, but I like them.
Would you stop it? Stop it.
Anything else?
I like Larry because he's from Minneapolis. Oh. And I'm from Minneapolis, too.
Hey, now.
I didn't know he was Canadian. Canadians really get on my nerves.
Oh, this is, I can't watch this. This is too sad.
You wanted to do it.
Yeah, well, now I know why Baywatch is in the top 10.
Sorry, I'm late. What did they say about me?
Nothing. They're just to the Martin Mall segment.
Hank, I thought you said I was going to meet Larry.
There he is. Come on. Very good on this thing.
Well, you can't deny they all seem to like you.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I have a real problem. 20 people could say they like me, Artie. And I am telling you, I would still be thinking 17 of them are lying. Two of them probably have severe emotional problems, and one of them's probably confusing me with Larry King.
I gotta say something that's gonna sound trite, but it's also true. As soon as you start liking yourself, you won't care what other people think.
Hey, then I'm totally fucked. It's Richard Simmons.
I'm tired of running.
Please. Hey, Richard. Oh.
No, sorry. Hey, you're Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Himmel.
Hi.
I watch the show all the time. I really like you.
Thanks. You must be from Minneapolis.
No, I'm not. Why?
Oh, just a bad guess.
Hey, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you guys making fun of me?
No.
Fuck you, showbiz assholes.
I guess my favorite parts were Martin Mull, the opening monologue, the celebrity products, Hank.
Mm-hmm.